USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI on Tuesday afternoon confirmed the remains investigators discovered on Sunday in the Teton Bridger National Forest in Wyoming is missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito, and that she died of homicide. Still being called a person of interest, the search for childhood sweetheart Brian Laundrie continues in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis is lending state resources to help in the search. Two whistleblowers in the Biden administration is reporting thousands of Haitian migrants camped in a small Texas border town have been released into the United States. This exposes the Biden administration's public statements that thousands in the camp faced immediate expulsion. The House of Representatives voted Tuesday night to pass a resolution to fund the government through December 3rd and raise the $28 trillion debt ceiling. Nearly every Republican in the Senate has expressed opposition to tying the debt ceiling into the bill that funds the government. The federal government faces a looming shutdown on October 1st. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden speaks at the United Nations Tuesday morning. Dan Araki has more.
President Biden gave his first speech before the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday. He spoke about the end of the war in Afghanistan, saying that the U.S. was embarking on an era of relentless diplomacy. He also made several references to China during the speech, saying that the U.S. isn't seeking a new Cold War, but would stand up for her allies and against attempts at regional domination. But Senator Steve Daines says the reality of the president's policies are very different from his speech. The South Dakota Republican tells Newsmax TV that all the White House has projected internationally is weakness.
He says we're embarking on an era of relentless diplomacy. I think the speechwriter should have said relentless failures, relentless weakness. That's what he's embarked upon. Notice he didn't mention China, the threat of China, the threat of Russia, the threat of Iran, what's going on in Venezuela, the threat of North Korea, the threat of radical Islamism and terrorism. Those are the threats that we need to confront.
We are USA Radio News.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Sidney Powell, a former federal prosecutor and assistant United States attorney in the Western District of Texas, is claiming the deep state in Washington is willing to murder to block the Georgia election audit. Ms. Powell on a recent interview with the Andrew Womack podcast.
I think what we are dealing with here is pervasive and very, very dark. It's organized. It's well-funded. It's pure evil. They are willing to kill people, a la Kelly Loeffler's aide in Georgia, who was suddenly blown up in his car on the way to a rally for her. He happened to be dating Governor Kemp's daughter. Governor Kemp was considering, I think, at that point, a signature audit. And then the Georgia Bureau of Investigation agent, who was investigating that, he was the lead investigator, was suddenly dead within a week. And suddenly we don't hear anything else about any of that. We are talking about trillions of dollars of global wealth at issue here.
Novant Health, a North Carolina healthcare system, said it suspended hundreds of its employees after the firm implemented a COVID-19 vaccine mandate, adding that the workers who refused to get vaccinated will be fired after 5 days. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Prime.